This is Contra Radio Network, internet radio for the discerning prepper and patriot.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello again, listeners of Contra Radio Network. I'm John Jeffers. Welcome to the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. Don't forget to support our partners. So please go to the ContraRadioNetwork.com website. Click on the Sponsors tab. Please get your supplies and any other items you wish or need to purchase. Because by helping yourself, you also help us. It doesn't cost you anything extra. All right. You know, let's talk about something here. What have we learned so far? It dawned on me that, we watch every year. Every year we watch the same Black Friday videos of people going crazy at the stores to buy the cheap TVs and whatever else is there. People are fighting over that. And we saw the same thing happen with toilet paper. We've always said here on Contra Radio Network, since I can remember, that there will be people who just don't know what in the hell they're doing. And we've shown it now. It's demonstrably been proven. You got people out there who don't know what they want to do. All of a sudden, after years of laughing at preppers and mocking us, they all decide, today's the day I'm going to be a prepper. It's true. It's true. And then they go out and they buy fucking toilet paper. It's not like the coronavirus gives you explosive diarrhea. If it did, I could understand that. But it's not. You know, I've seen posts in other prepper groups on Facebook. People who've decided that they want to be preppers today. And then they want to know all the ins and outs of it. Despite the fact, knowing that preppers have been around for a very, very long time, at least since the 1950s, when the Cold War and the threat of nuclear holocaust was upon all of them. They've always been there. They've been the fringe elements of society, but they've always been there. And they've always mocked and laughed at them and ridiculed them and made their snarky comments. Until the appearance of the coronavirus. Now they get it. And while I was at the store a couple weeks ago, I was in there, yes, getting some things to harden up the supply catch, and walked by the eggs, and there was this couple in front of me. And I don't know if it was her husband, boyfriend, shack up. I don't know what he was. Anyways, he asked his female partner, do we need eggs? And she goes, no, we got 4 dozen. We're good. I'm thinking, 4 dozen? Okay. You know, all right. But I filed the back of my mind. You got to eat a lot of eggs before they go bad. You got to eat a lot of them. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we got people trying to be preppers who don't know what to actually buy or get. So I encourage those of you who are new to prepping, who are listening to the show today, go back in the archives, 2014, 2015, 2016, and listen to some of the old shows. Myself and others at the time, we did the show live, and we talk about the things you should get for your supply catch. Many things. I urge you to go back and listen to those shows again. If you're going to be a prepper, you need to be educated. You need to learn what it is you actually need. And flipping on the light switch one day and getting up and say, today's the day I'm a prepper. Okay, it's a good decision. But you need to have good plans. So that's one of the things we learned. Also, the proliferation of conspiracy theories like I have never seen in my lifetime. Just stuff that's so outlandish. You sit there and go, huh? Really? And the amount of people who I know listen to the show, who call me on my phone, a lot of them do, and they say, hey, what do you think about this theory? And I finally said, you know, I have to talk them down and say, I always thought you to be considered a rational person, not to be taken in by some of the insanity that's out there that's being propagated. Now, it is true. You go to Facebook and it's like the plague. Look, social media is the toilet of the internet. It is. And you got to treat it that way. You got to look at it through that lens. We see stories popping up from, I don't know, I've never even heard of some of these websites or blog sites. Popping up with this insanity, and you're going, huh? You know, and people are screaming about, you know, where did the virus come from? Who cares? Now is not the time to worry about where it came from. Now is the time to deal with the situation that is directly square in front of your face. That's what it's time for. You can always go back and point the finger. And if you feel like you got to, you know, some people need to be punished, so be it. I've got no problem with that. So, like I said, some of the people that I called who I thought were pretty rational have turned out, I mean, they get in. I've said it many times in the last month or two. They put out these conspiracy theories that they've heard or that they've seen. And they get all amped up. They get hyped up over it. And then they pass it along to you, and they want you to get amped up and hyped up with them. Don't do it. Now, many of you, and I put this out, I'm going to put it out here too, I'm getting swamped with videos and, well, videos on Messenger. My friends, while I appreciate it, the fact is I don't have time to watch the videos. If you send me a video on Messenger, if you send me anything on Messenger other than a message, your videos have come to me to die, because I will not forward them. I will not pass them along. I don't even comment on them, because that invites more. And I'm not going for the ride, guys. I am not going to go for the ride. Not going to do it. I said, do you want to send me a quick message on Messenger? That's cool. I'd get back to that, no problem. I just don't have the time, and tell the truth, the energy, to go through all the videos you guys are sending me. And I appreciate you staying in contact. I do. And I guess you could say, John, you're the host of the Jeffers Brief. You're the one that founded Contrario Network for Preppers and Patriots. It's nature of the beast. You have to deal with it. Okay. And I get it. I do not object or reject that argument. I don't. But that doesn't mean I get to get sucked in either. I won't do it. I will not do it, my friends. Now, our friends in Europe and down in Australia and New Zealand, and especially up in Canada, our good friends in Canada, preppers up there, patriots up there. Patriots, in the term, they're patriots for the for Canada. Have the downloads and listenership have increased a lot. I'm not going to say exponentially, because it's been used too much. So, thank you for listening. In Europe, we watch what happens with you. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. So if you want to get a hold of me on Messenger and you download one of these episodes, get a hold of me. We are on Facebook, Contra Radio Network. Go to the group page. Feel free to, you know, come into the group. We'll let you in. For those that are on Mumblet, you know, there's not a lot of you, but I'll tell you one thing. I've seen some crazy stuff there. Oh, yes. Even things like, stop, give out the propaganda. Really? Propaganda? You know, I would think, no. No, people are really dying from this. And yes, hospital beds. In fact, here in Chicago, we're up to 30. We only got 35% capacity left in our ICU units. 35% left. That's it. Hopefully, we flatten the curve enough to get under that apex. But that is, that'll do it for segment one. Now look, segment two, we're going to come back. I've got some bitching to do, and I'm going to do it. So with that said, stick around. Come back and join us for segment two. I think you'll find it illuminating, and you'll probably need it later on in the next few months. All right, we'll be right back after this. As soon as I can figure out what the hell I'm doing. There we go. All right. We'll be back after this with segment two.
At Stag Arms, there is no weak side. Our rifles are 100% American-made, including each and every part assembled. We aim to provide recreational shooters, law enforcement officers, hunters, and professional shooters with super quality and competitively priced rifles. Every rifle shipped is built to order. Check out Stag Arms now. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Stag Arms banner.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Hi, this is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network. I'm not only a host here on Contra Radio Network, I'm also the founder of Contra Radio Network. And I want you to know that Contra Radio Network is looking for people who want to do their own podcast. And if you do have your own podcast, I urge you, come check out ContraRadioNetwork.com. And if you like what you see and you like the rates, and by the way, I don't think you can beat our rates, come join us because we're looking for more people. We need to get the word out, and you can do the show as you want to do it. All right? Okay, then. We'll see you on Contra Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming over and giving us a try. Until then, I'm John Jeffers on the Contra Radio Network of the Jeffers Brief.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons.
All right, welcome back to segment two to the Jeffers Brief. I'm John Jeffers. Again, go to ContraRadioNetwork.com. Help support us by buying your needs and wants from our partners and our suppliers. Just go to ContraRadioNetwork.com, ContraRadioNetwork.com, hit the sponsors tab. We're adding a crap load more of partners here for CRN. So please, by going through our portal, you help us by helping yourself and you help those merchants. All right, let's get back to it. Now, I was talking to you about before we left. We have now seen that, before I forget, what have we learned? Final lesson, that the Democrats' lust for power knows no bounds. They don't care about you and I. They do not. Now we're going to see, they've already started, we're going to hold that idiot Schiff. For God's sake, would somebody bitch slap him? I want somebody to reach back to Georgia and let that slap fly and bitch slap him into next month. We're going to hold a commission. We're going to find out why the coronavirus was so slow. Well, my friends, I'm going to fix the timeline for you because you're going to need it in the coming months, especially being election year, because the Democrats have decided that it's much more important to politicize this and act the fools. Yes. Yes. I'm going to give you a timeline right now. Right now. Because you're going to need it. So when you got friends who are saying, well, we're going to vote Democrat because Republicans don't care about us, you can say, not true. Here's the record, my friends. Now, it's important to know the facts when you want to place blame. And it's sad that even a pandemic can't stop some from hating. And that idiot Schiff wants to start another impeachment. That's what this whole investigation and the government's slow response. The slow response is on the Democrats, and we can prove it. I mean, I'm tired of hearing how Trump called the virus a hoax and did nothing until March. He never said that, ever. That's coming from that idiot Don Lemon at CNN. So here's the real timeline of what happened. All of this before we even had one death in the United States. So on January 6th, the CDC issues a travel advisory for Wuhan. On January 11th, 5 days later, the CDC tweets about corona-related pneumonia outbreak in China. Or as our president would say, China. On January 14th, the World Health Organization tweets that there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Yes, I know. On January 17th, 3 days later, the CDC started doing health screenings at three airports of travelers from China. January 21st, 4 days after that, the first case in the U.S. for someone who traveled directly from Wuhan. January 23rd, 2 days later, the World Health Organization again says no human-to-human transmission outside of China. Remember, on the 14th, they said there's no human-to-human transmission, no evidence. And now they amended it on the 23rd to outside of China. On January 27th, the World Health Organization raises the alert level, but is still saying China has it contained. My friends, my daughter contracted coronavirus in November 2019 when she was living in Italy. I found out that during that time, and even after what we're talking about now, this timeline, the Italians allowed three flights a day from Wuhan, China into northern Italy. Is it any wonder they're reaping the rewards of that bad decision? So on January 28th, the CDC states, while CDC considers COVID a serious situation, has taken preparedness measures, the immediate risk in the U.S. is considered low. That was on January 28th. January 29th, the White House announces coronavirus task force created. Note, this is despite the World Health Organization downplaying the threat. January 31st, two days later, Trump bans travel from China. Now, at this point, the media and multiple Democrats slam his decision, calling it racist and xenophobic. And you know who did it. I know you remember. Because you're part of the intelligentsia. You're smart listeners. That's why you listen to this show. So on February 5th, Trump was acquitted on the impeachment. That's what the Democrats were all focused on. Oh, we got to do impeachment. Got to impeach. Myers Diet Orange Soda. On February 5th, Chuck Schumer, in a tweet, continues to call Trump's travel ban from China premature. That's right, crying Chuck. Somebody needs to slap him too. On February 7th, the White House's Corona Task Force gives a press briefing. On February 9th, White House Coronavirus Task Force meets with all governors regarding the virus. February 12th, the CDC waiting for approval from the Chinese for a CDC team to travel to China. Remember, at first they said no. On February 18th, the HHS announces partnership to develop a vaccine. On February 21st, Italy identifies its very first case in their country. Again, my daughter was living in Rome in November, and she came down with this nasty flu, which they eventually diagnosed as bronchitis. But my daughter was sitting there because Italy has a socialized health system. She told me she was in the waiting room 6.5 hours before she was seen from a doctor, and everybody had it there. Everybody. And she described the symptoms exactly as what we're being told the coronavirus is. So, there we go. Well, that's what happens when you let three flights a day into your country from the epicenter. Good decision, morons. All right, meanwhile, on February 21st also, the CDC tweets that it is working with states for preparedness. On February 24th, Trump sent a letter to Congress asking for $25 billion for the virus effort. Also on February 24th, Nancy Pelosi made a stop in Chinatown, too bad she wasn't infected at the time, and encouraged people to please come and visit and enjoy Chinatown. On February 25th, there is still no reported community spread in the U.S., and that's per a CDC tweet. February 27th, the first community transmission in the United States. February 27th, Trump appoints Pence to coordinate the efforts. And then on February 29th, we have the first reported COVID-19 death in the U.S. Now, it's helpful to look at the time, look at the actual timeline, because all this happened before the first death in the United States. We got most of this information from CDC tweets, so anyone can look it up to check for accuracy. There are many more actions in between. Excuse me. I just took some highlights, and Trump announces there are two medicines that could really help battle this virus. He said they showed promise. That's what he said. Democrats and their lapdogs in the media, they immediately attack him, calling him irresponsible, accusing him of giving people false hope, and started to claim nothing has been approved to treat the virus. Fast forward 6 days, and New York Governor Cuomo, a.k.a. Nipples, says the same thing. Says there's two drugs, they will start trying to treat the virus. Suddenly, the Democrats in the media all start saying about Cuomo that this is what a great leadership looks like. Get the fuck out of here. You lying, dishonest scumbags have no shame, no credibility, and no resemblance of integrity within you all. All that matters to these maggots is to attack Trump. It certainly is not American lives. The media is the enemy of the people, and that has been an undeniable, unequivocal fact. And guess what? We've known that here. We've known exactly what the mainstream media is. They're not even the propaganda arm. They're the policy makers for the Democratic Party. They're the shills. And this happens over and over again. So when you see and hear about, well, Trump doesn't care about this and he didn't do that, you can go back to this timeline. I posted it. It's on this Contrario Network Facebook page. I'm sure for those of you that live in other countries can also find something very similar to fit your country. I'm sure of it. You're going to need it. You've got to have the facts on your hand. And as I posted it, mumblet.com, John Jeffers, you'll find it posted there on the Contra Radio Network Facebook page, the group page. I posted it there. Those are the facts before the first U.S. death. So when you hear these maggots on the mainstream media misrepresenting, mischaracterizing, misstating, intentionally lying about stuff, you can look back and say, no, that's not true, that didn't happen. But yet there are still people who will believe everything the mainstream media says. All right. Trying to keep these to a half hour piece. I want to say thank you for listening to me here on the Contra Radio Network. I'm John Jeffers here on the Jeffers Brief. Be alert, be vigilant, and be prepared. Because you just don't know what's going to happen. Strange times indeed. Until then, I'm John Jeffers. Thanks for listening.